Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where waste management is not just about disposing of trash, but about creating a circular economy that benefits both the environment and the economy. This is exactly what India is striving for with its newly notified Solid Waste Management Rules 2026. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has notified these rules, which are effective from 1st April 2026, replacing the 2016 framework. What makes this significant is that the new rules mandate four-way waste segregation, significantly raise the refuse-derived fuel requirement, and introduce a digital compliance portal, marking a shift from landfill-first to circular economy principles. But why does this matter? It matters because India's current waste management system is in dire need of an overhaul, with the country generating a massive amount of waste every day. Now, let us delve into the key provisions of the SWM Rules 2026. The most significant operational change is the replacement of the old two- or three-stream segregation with a mandatory four-way system. This four-stream model aligns with the EU's waste management framework and addresses the long-standing problem of wet waste contaminating dry recyclables, the primary reason India's recycling rates remain low, at around 30% for paper and 22% for plastic. First, the four streams are wet, dry, sanitary, and special care waste. Crucially, this segregation is expected to improve recycling rates and reduce the amount of waste that ends up in landfills. Building on this, the rules also introduce a bulk waste generator threshold. Entities meeting any criterion are classified as bulk waste generators and must have on-site treatment infrastructure, such as composting, biogas, or waste-to-energy systems. Note this carefully. The threshold is more than 100 kilograms of waste per day, or more than 40,000 liters of water per day, or more than 20,000 square meters of built-up area. What does this mean for India's waste management? It means that bulk waste generators will have to take responsibility for their waste and ensure that it is treated and disposed of in an environmentally friendly manner. The rules also raise the refuse-derived fuel mandate. RDF is non-recyclable, high-calorific waste processed into pellets used as fuel by cement kilns and thermal plants. The previous requirement was 5% of incoming waste processed as RDF, but the new requirement is 15% over 6 years, with a phased increase. This is a significant increase, and it is expected to reduce coal consumption and directly link waste management to India's emissions reduction commitments. It is worth pausing here to note that the rules also introduce a digital compliance portal. All bulk waste generators, urban local bodies, and waste processors must report on a single digital platform, enabling real-time monitoring and accountability. And here is something that surprises many students: the rules also introduce the polluter pays principle, which means that environmental compensation or penalties will be levied for landfilling without treatment, and bulk waste generators will be liable for processing costs proportional to the waste generated. Now, let us turn to the legal framework. The SWM Rules 2026 derive authority from the Environment Protection Act, 1986, which is the primary enabling statute. The rules also build on the Solid Waste Management Rules 2000, which were the first SWM rules, and the Municipal Solid Wastes Management and Handling Rules 2000, which were the precursor framework. Remember this number, the 74th Constitutional Amendment, also known as the Nagarpalika Act, 1992, which lists solid waste management in the 12th schedule, making urban local bodies the primary implementing bodies. With that background in place, let us look at India's solid waste challenge. The current status is that India generates a massive amount of waste every day, with the total municipal solid waste generated being around 1,62,000 metric tons per day, according to the Central Pollution Control Board. The processing rate is around 60%, and there are over 3,150 legacy dump sites. Segregation at source is still a challenge, with only around 40% of households segregating their waste. But why is this a challenge? It is a challenge because waste management is a complex issue that requires the involvement of multiple stakeholders, including governments, citizens, and waste generators. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SWM Rules 2026 were notified by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, and they are effective from 1st April 2026. The rules replace the SWM Rules 2016, and the legal basis is the Environment Protection Act, 1986. The four streams of waste segregation are wet, dry, sanitary, and special care waste. The bulk waste generator threshold is more than 100 kilograms of waste per day, or more than 40,000 liters of water per day, or more than 20,000 square meters of built-up area. The RDF mandate has been raised from 5% to 15%, phased over 6 years. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The SWM Rules 2026 are relevant to both prelims and mains. For prelims, you should remember the key provisions, including the four-way segregation, the bulk waste generator threshold, and the RDF mandate. For mains, you can expect questions on the implementation challenges of the rules, as well as the role of urban local bodies in solid waste management. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Central Pollution Control Board, which is the nodal agency for implementing the SWM Rules 2026. In conclusion, the SWM Rules 2026 mark a significant shift in India's approach to waste management, from a linear to a circular economy. The rules have the potential to improve recycling rates, reduce waste in landfills, and promote sustainable development. As India continues to urbanize and generate more waste, the implementation of these rules will be crucial in addressing the country's solid waste challenge.